What do you want to talk about? Get in touch by phone, text or email.
Now, we're going to finish up the show today by talking about our eyesight, because like everything else, we were talking about skincare earlier and how our skin ages as we get older. Our eyes are getting older too. But there are various ways, various tips we can follow to make sure we look after our eyes as we get older. And I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Ellen Moran. Ellen is also going to tell us about a conference called Retina, which is showcasing the latest treatments revolutionising eye care. Ellen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thanks for having me on today.
Not at all. My pleasure. So how can we look after our eyes as we get older?
So a few tips that we've developed as Fighting Blindness. There are top 7 tips for better eye health. Also, we'd like to stress as well too, if you're ever worried about eyesight, we always recommend you kind of consult with your GP or ophthalmologist. So this was the first one is feast for the eyes. And, you know, we all know kind of healthy diet, full of nutrients. It's actually very good to maintain your eye health. So, you know, examples are the nutrient-rich foods, such as your leafy green vegetables, your nice colour fruits, such as berries, and fish with plenty of omega-3 fatty acids, such as salmon and mackerel. Number 2 is easy on the eye. So regular exercise can help to reduce eye pressure and keep blood flowing to the nerves of the eyes. Now, some very intense activities can increase suddenly if the heart rate is raised very quickly. So we'd always recommend you talk to your doctor about what the most appropriate exercise program for you as an individual. Number 3, eagle eye. We recommend setting up reminders on your phone or watch to help you remember to take your eye medications on schedule and at the correct dosage. This is going to help benefit, you know, fully from a therapy and prevent your eye condition from getting worse. We recommend to take care to continue your medication as prescribed and also consult your doctor if you feel anything about your medication regime needs to be changed. Number 4, sight for sore eyes. Simple things like protecting your eyes from injury by wearing protective eyewear when you're undertaking potentially hazardous activities at work or maybe DIY at home. Wearing quality polarized sunglasses to protect against the sun harmful rays. Making sure to use anti-allergic products around the eyes if you wear makeup, and also not to forget to replace them frequently. Number 5, cigarette smoke. Smoke gets in your eyes. Smoking is known to raise blood pressure and eye inflammation, and this increases the risk of developing a number of eye conditions. So we really stress, like, if you can, to talk to your doctor about the supports available to help you quit smoking, and strongly consider it. It's never too late to give that up. Number 6, don't turn to the blind eye. Prevention is always better than cure, and if you have a family history of a particular eye condition that places you at risk, we'd really recommend talking to your doctor as how often you should have eye exams. If identified in the early stages, blindness can be prevented in some conditions, and also a regular eye test can pick up other health issues such as high blood pressure and diabetes. And then finally, in your mind's eye, vision loss can seriously affect a person's mental health, so it's really important to try and stay connected with your social networks as much as possible. Obviously, you know, this has been challenging the past couple of years with, you know, the pandemic and various restrictions. You know, a lot of technology is now widely available. It can help keep you in touch with your loved ones and your support network, even if you're living remotely or if you can't attend a face-to-face support group. Receiving a diagnosis of vision loss can be very overwhelming for anyone indeed, but it's not a journey that people have to make alone, and we offer various support services, and we'd ask people to check out our website findingblindness.ie, or if people are interested in attending our conference Saturday week, November 5th, either in person, we also have options for people to watch online too.
Okay, so there'll be lots of useful information at that conference.
Yes, so Retina, it's our annual conference for people with sight loss and their families, and it's our first in-person event since 2019, and it's now in its 23rd year. So we bring the sight loss community together with leading experts to hear about the latest treatments that are going to revolutionise eye care, and also as well to learn about the range of supports that people can access, and also to share stories and gain support from others who are on a similar journey.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, thank you for sharing that with us. And so Fighting Blindness is an organisation for everybody, not just people, we'll say not just people who are currently have eye problems, but people who perhaps want to look after their eyesight as well.
Exactly, yes. And we have plenty of information on our website, fightingblindness.ie, and there's also information on how to register for the conference there too.
All great stuff. Well, listen, thank you for joining us and sharing those tips this afternoon. That's Dr. Ellen Moran, their research manager with the organisation Fighting Blindness, if you want to check out their website. That's it for me for this afternoon. Pat was on sound and Mary was on phones. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.